My husband loves knowing, hearing, and even seeing that I'm this complete slut. He absolutely loves seeing his trophy wife completely decimated and fucked. His prized possession being treated like a filthy slut. So, every time I fuck a stranger, I need to fuck my husband. My husband knows this about me. It's almost this validation and affirmation of my trophy wife role, this slut status, and my love and commitment to my husband. I'm not even sure that makes sense. But, like, I need to fuck him again to prove my loyalty and love for him. Honestly, the longer we go without fucking, the more it'll eat away at me. So, the next morning, after a stranger date night, my husband and I sometimes go back to a hotel room. It's usually the same room that the stranger and I fucked in the night before. Not cleaned yet, so the room is a mess, sheets disheveled, and smells like sex and sweat. My husband will survey the room and just imagine my infidelities. During the survey, I get these contradictory emotions. Sometimes I'm ashamed, but proud at the same time. Like, I'm a slut, but also a wife. I'm complete, yet empty. So when we're in the hotel room, I'll still be wearing the slut outfit from the night before, and I'm so extremely naughty and horny. My hair will be a bit disheveled, but my makeup is still done up. My holes still gaping and leaking cum. My pussy will be so wet you can't tell if it's my wetness from the stranger's cum or my anticipation. And I'll be holding his hand, my other hand browsing his body. I'll be whispering in his ear, practically begging him to fuck me. If he allows, I'll peel away from him as I slowly undress. I'll strip and reveal my used, fucked, gaped, soiled body that's just been brutally fucked and used only moments ago. Then, as I approach my husband, I recount the night to him. I explain in vivid detail how I was used, fucked, toyed, and ultimately discarded by the stranger. How he used his wife, his trophy, as an object. As I approach and disrobe my husband, I continue with more details on the night. I don't do this to humiliate my husband. On the contrary, this is a sort of a confession, my way to seek absolution of sin from my husband. Because really, only he can give the penance that I seek and need. Then, and only if he gives approval, of course, I'll straddle him and lower my wet, eager pussy onto his cock as I slowly ride him, bouncing up and down. I'll continue my confession, recounting my night with the stranger. I'll detail how I submitted to the stranger, how he treated me like this three-holed slut, how he positioned me to his liking and kissed me as I was his wife. And let me tell you, this sex with my husband is intense and wild. Even though the stranger sex could be great, the morning after sex with my husband is mind-blowing. The context and premise of this fucking transforms me and allows me to have the most intense orgasms. I'm literally moaning and screaming and gasping for air as my husband reclaims his slut as his own wife. But only after my husband comes can I allow my body to fully surrender and submit. I want this. I need this. I need my husband's approval and absolution. After some stranger dates, there are some times where we don't fuck the morning after, and this is just agonizing for me. I need to fuck my husband for his approval and penance. I could wait for only a few hours, or at most, a few days. The longer I wait, the crazier and hornier I get. All the while, I'm still wearing this slut outfit from the night before. So, it could be a few days when I'm prancing around town, same slut outfit, and I bet that's an incredible sight.